好，咁我哋感謝主咧，我哋一齊打開聖經，我哋睇哥林多前書十五章。Let's turn our Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 15。今日嘅主題就係耶穌基督復活嘅證據。And this morning we'll be talking about the evidence for the resurrection of Jesus Christ。咁啊，基督教嘅中心係耶穌。And the center of Christianity is Jesus. 耶稣是为我们死而复活，这个是福音的核心。And the death and resurrection of Christ, the focal point is the death and resurrection of Christ. 所以整本福音，整本圣经的主题就是神拯救世人。And the whole teaching of the Bible is that God came to save the world. 咁啊，神嘅计划系要拯救 ，and God's plan is to save us. 咁神拯救嘅方法系耶稣 ，and His method of salvation is through Jesus Christ. 耶稣拯救嘅途径系十字架 ，and the way that Jesus brought about the salvation is through the cross. 咁啊，所以我哋一定要确实知道耶稣嘅死喺十字架系又可以拯救我哋 ，and so we need to recognize and know that the death of Christ on the cross brings us salvation. 我哋点知道系可以嘅 ？And how can we know that that's for true? 系因为耶稣从死里复活。It's because Jesus rose from the dead. 所以复活系拯救嘅关键。And so the resurrection is very important to the death of Christ. 如果耶稣冇复活呢？佢嘅死系冇意义。If Jesus did not raise from the dead, then his death is meaningless.因为复活的 是可以证明耶稣所讲是真实 Because the resurrection proves that what Jesus said is true. 所以复活是证明耶稣的死是有意思我们有生命我们得拯救 And so the resurrection can prove that the death of Christ is important, that we can be saved and that we can have eternal life.因为这个是福音的我们的信仰的中心核心 Because this is the cornerstone of our faith 魔鬼是有力量一直是想破坏就是令到人家觉得没复活这件事 And so Satan throughout the history of the church has been trying to destroy and eliminate the meaning or the truth of the resurrection咁啊，呢个好似如果耶稣冇复活咧，就好似耶稣写个空头支票。And so if Jesus was not resurrected, it is as if God wrote a bad check. 咁啊，有啲年轻人都唔知道空头支票系乜嘢。And some young people don't even know what a check is, right? 因为而家就系电脑买卖嘅，即系有信用卡。空头支票是写个密码给对方的银行没钱就拿不到钱 And a bad check is you write the check out and make it for the amount but you take it to the bank and you can't cash it because there's no money in the bank 即是说是大只讲交不到货 And so that means that you know you're just blowing off a lot of hot air and you can't deliver what you promised但是耶稣从死里复活证明他的而且确千真万确是神的儿子是胜过死亡胜过魔鬼 But Jesus resurrection from the dead proves that he is the Messiah that he is the son of God that he is alive and that he conquered death and he conquered sin 在十八世纪一个英国的哲学家就是说John Locke, in the 18th century, a British philosopher, said, Our Savior's resurrection is truly of great importance in Christianity, so great that his being or not being the Messiah stands or falls with it. 他说我们教主的复活在基督教的非常之重要的是重要到点呢就是他做我们的理财啊就是决定即是复活是决定他是不是理财啊 所以今天我们继续是这个哥林多前书的时候，我们是离开属灵恩赐进入去这个的十五章。And so this morning as we continue our study in 1 Corinthians and we go on from the topic of spiritual gifts, we go into chapter 15. 请大家记得哥林多前书是一本保罗写的，是解答很多问题很多疑问的一本书。And I want you all to remember that the book of 1 Corinthians is Paul wrote this book to answer a lot of trouble and problems that they had in the Corinthian church.
如果你记得是开头讲到结党的意见分歧的问题。
If you remember in the beginning he was talking about having cliques and small groups and disagreements.
跟着他又讲到婚姻的问题。
And then he talked about marriage problems. 他又讲到是犯奸淫的问题。He talked about immorality and sin.
他又讲到这个的弟兄姊妹彼此在法院控告。
He talked about brothers and sisters in Christ taking people to court and suing each other.
又讲过这个吃拜偶像之物的。
And we talked about eating things offered to idols.
跟住佢讲到男女头发嘅问题，教会信服嘅问题。
He talked about men's long hair, women's short hair, and submission in the church. You might remember that.
讲到吃主餐 ，He talked about the Lord's Supper.
跟住讲属灵生命，属灵恩赐。And he talked about spiritual gifts.
而家就开始讲另一啲嘅神学性嘅问题，复活嘅问题。
And now Paul's going to start talking about theological issues and the resurrection.
So, 哥林多前书又讲到人际关系、个人生命、教会生活、属灵恩赐同埋神学嘅。
And so, in the book of 1 Corinthians, we see Paul talking about personal relationships, my personal life, church life, spiritual gifts, and theology.
一个非常之重要嘅书籍，感谢主神俾我哋咁多嘅宝贵教导。
What a wonderful book that God has given us, and praise God for the teaching that He gives us in this book.
So, 我们先看第一节到第八节。
So, let's read from chapter 15, verse 1 to 8.
弟兄们，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们知道，这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立得住。
Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received and in which you stand.
并且你们若不是徒然相信，能以持守我所传给你们的，就必因这福音得救。
By which you are also saved, if you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain.
我当日所领受的，又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说，为我们的罪死了。
For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to Scripture.
而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说，第三天复活了。
And he was buried, and he rose again the third day according to scriptures.
并且显给基法看，然后显给十二使徒看。
And that which was seen by Cephas, and then by the 12,
后来一时显给五百多人弟兄看，其中大半到如今还在，却也已经睡了的。
And after that, he was seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain to the present, but some have fallen asleep.
以后显给雅各看，再显给众使徒看。
After that, he was seen by James, and then by all the apostles.
末了也显给我看，如同末到产期而生的人一般。
Then last of all, he was seen by me also, as by one born out of due time.
我们一起祈祷。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，今天我们看这个话语，看到你给我们这个宝贵的教导，还有知道耶稣你复活，你复活是给我们生命，你复活是给我们可以是得胜，你复活是给我们永生。所以主，我们求你今天用你的话语向我们讲话，让我们能够是更加明白你今天教的意思。我们将以下的时间交上，奉耶稣名求， Amen。
想褪走呢个先。好，咁啊，呢个保罗咧就提醒嗰咁多教会佢所传嘅系乜嘢福音。And so Paul is reminding the Corinthian church of the gospel that he is preaching. 佢系啱啱讲完属灵恩赐 ，and he just got done talking about spiritual gifts. 咁啊，佢就要我哋明白耶稣信耶稣嘅中心唔系属灵恩赐，信耶稣嘅最重要唔系医病。保罗要我哋知道，提醒我哋。信耶稣最重要是明白耶稣的死和复活。 Paul wants us to understand that as we are Christians and we believe in Jesus Christ, the most important thing about our faith is not spiritual gifts. The most important thing about our faith is not healings or miracles. The most important thing that he wants to remind us is the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. 这个就是福音。And that is the gospel. 是神爱世人 That God loves the world. 因为神爱世人将耶稣赐给我们 And because God loves us, He gave us His only begotten Son. 这个就是我们的重点因为我们信耶稣我们得永生 And that is the most important truth that we can have because we believe in Jesus Christ, we receive eternal life. 所以有人可能会争拗，有人会辩论，但我哋唔可以忽略福音嘅重要。Some people might argue and debate, but we cannot deny the importance of the truth of the gospel. 福音就系神嘅爱 ，and the gospel is the love of God. 保罗就之前话我哋听，佢宁愿知道其他嘢，净系知道耶稣嘅钉十字架。And Paul told us in the beginning of the book that he doesn't want to know anything else except Christ and Him crucified in chapter 2, verse 2. So 这个福音是重要 And so the gospel is important. 耶稣牺牲的爱是很特别 And Jesus' death for us, His sacrifice for us is so special. 十字架是神的大能。And the cross is the power of God. 所以保罗在罗马书第一章十六节说我不以福音为耻这福音本是神的大能要救一切相信的先是犹太人后是希腊人 And so in Romans chapter 1 verse 20, verse 16 Paul said I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes for the Jew first and for the Greek. 那保罗就是知道福音的重要 And so Paul understands the importance of the gospel. 他说方言是好但是不是最重要 And he said speaking in tongues is good but it's not the most important thing. 他说是行异能是好但不是最重要 And he said miracles are good but it's not the most important thing. 在原文的时候希腊文在第一节有一个的希腊字就是说是一个连接词是将十四章和十五章连起来 And so in the Greek, in chapter 15, verse 1, there's a Greek word that is a connecting word between 14 and 15. 英文翻译是 moreover. And in English, it's translated moreover. Oh yeah, I said that twice. 但是中文没有这个字。你睇成節啊冇嘅 ，but it's not in the Chinese. It just says brethren in Chinese, and I give you something. 所以但系，所以我哋冇嗰个关系喺睇中文。And so in the Chinese, you don't see the relationship between chapter 14 and 15. 但系 moreover 嘅意思就系呢个更加重要，更加系要讲。But what it means in the Greek, the moreover is that this is the more important thing that I want to express to you.所以我们不是重视恩赐我们要重视耶稣的死和复活 And so what Paul is saying is not, the important thing is not gifts the important thing is the salvation the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ 可惜今天很多人是不重视福音 Unfortunately today even in the church many people don't focus on the cross 我们讲到不会讲到福音 And when they preach they don't talk aboutThe gospel. 我记得百几年的时候去阿姆斯特丹葛佩里的巡道报道者一个大型活动的。I remember in the 80s when I went to Amsterdam for a Billy Graham itinerant evangelist conference. 葛佩里就是向
差不多一萬人在這裡，我其中一個向我們說，就是 要你每次講到無論講什麼都是要十字架是中心。
And Billy Graham would tell us all that he said, no matter what you preach, no matter what you're preaching about, you need to keep the cross in the center of your message.
但今天很多教會就不是講十字架。
Unfortunately, today so many churches don't talk about the cross.
所以保罗在这里是要我们再一次是认清楚十字架复活的重要。
And so Paul wants us to realize the importance of the cross and the importance of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
因为我们靠这个福音我们可以站立得住。
It's because as we stand on this gospel truth that we can stand firm.
我们要站立是有盼望。
And we can stand with hope.
意思就是我们可以脱离罪恶，我们可以胜过试探，我们可以有圣经指引我们的道。
And so what that means is that we can overcome sin, we can overcome temptation, and we can have the Bible lead us as our guide.
我们要站立得住，因为福音是大能。
And we need to stand firm because the gospel is the power of God.
靠自己就会跌倒。
If you try in your own strength, you will fall.
但靠耶稣你可以得胜。
But as you stand on Jesus Christ, you can stand firm. You can be victorious.
第二节就话我哋听，我哋要持守这福音。
And in verse 2, it tells us that we need to hold fast and to this gospel.
我相信福音的重要，我哋是要持守，我哋不能够放弃。
And so the gospel is important. We need to hold fast and we can't give up.
这个就我们的信心就是表示我们是信耶稣的复活。
And so our faith is based in that we believe Jesus rose from the dead.
你知道有些基督徒他说他信耶稣但他不信死和复活。
You know, there are some that claim to be Christians and they say they don't believe in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
如果你不相信耶稣为你死，你不相信耶稣复活，你根本不是基督徒的。
Now, if you do not believe in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, you are not a Christian.
因为要成为基督徒，你基本上要接受耶稣的死，耶稣的复活。
Because to become a Christian, you have to accept the fact that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins and then rose from the dead.
你可以就是相信耶稣是一个很有道德教导的人，或者是教导人家一些的做人的道理。
Maybe you believe that Jesus was a great moral teacher, he was teaching us how to live our lives.
但这个不会令你得救，这个信心不会令到你成为基督徒。
But that kind of a faith will not save you, and that kind of a faith will not cause you to become a Christian.
如果你是基督徒，你要相信耶稣基督是神，为我死十字架，为我复活。
To become a Christian, you need to believe that Jesus is God, that he died on the cross for your sins, and he rose from the dead.
如果不相信耶稣的死和复活，你根本不是基督徒。
It is impossible to be a Christian and not believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
保罗在这章里面提出五个证人，五个见证，就可以证实耶稣从死里复活。
Paul in these verses is going to give us five testimonies, five witnesses to prove that Jesus rose from the dead.
第一个是教会本身。
The first one is the church.
第二是圣经的记载。
The second is the message of the scriptures.
第三是目击者的见证。
And the third is the testimony of eyewitnesses.
第四呢就是保罗自己的见证。
And the fourth is Paul's personal testimony.
第五就是这个信息。
And the fifth is the common message.
所以在这里会看到保罗给我们这个见证，就是告诉我们复活是真实。
And so put them all together and we see that Paul is teaching us that the resurrection is true.
所以第一就是教会的见证。
And so the first one is the message, the testimony of the church. 保罗是写信给哥林多教会，他说他听，你们已经信耶稣，你已经是接受耶稣，你是经历耶稣的复活。
And so Paul says, you know, to the Corinthian church, you already Christians, you already believe in this gospel, you have already experienced the resurrection power.
他是领受接受这个信息，就已经是一个见证，是复活，是真实。
And the fact that they received the message and that they have believe that is proof to them that the resurrection is true.
他们接受耶稣的经历，神的大能，是表示复活是真实。
And as they believe in Jesus and receive Jesus and the power of Christ in their lives, it proves that the resurrection is true to them.
保罗初初传福音的时候呢，他不是写低的，他是用口传的。
You know, Paul, when they first preached the gospel, they didn't write it out. They spoke it in a verbal, manner.
所以当时呢，就福音就是传开的时候是用口传。
And so in the early church, when they were spreading the gospel, they were doing it by speaking.
要隔几年后，或者十几年后，20年后，先至系开始写书嘅。
And it was like, you know, years later, 10 years later, 20 years later, that they finally started to write down the gospel they were teaching.
所以系，佢就系用口传福音。咁啊，保罗咧本身咧就系接受呢个人哋传俾佢嘅福音。他将这个他接收的福音传回给哥林多教会的人。
And so Paul himself, he received the gospel that was spoken to him, and he took that same gospel and he gave it to the Corinthian people.
保罗呢，就是初信的时候，就是神教导他，他听到的其他的门徒，是跟着是将他所认识传出去。
And so when Paul first received the gospel, the Holy Spirit spoke to him, but he also was taught by other disciples. And so he passed on what he had learned from them.
那保罗信耶稣的时候呢，是同写这个作品就是相隔20年的。所以保罗信了耶稣20年的，咁但是他是已经是口传这个福音20年的。
And so Paul is writing to the Corinthian church about his experience, and he accepted Christ 20 years before that, and the whole time he was giving a verbal message.
你知道哥林多前书就是保罗写的书信其中一个早期的，可能最早就是帖撒罗尼加前后书，跟着哥林多前书。
And so, you know, the book of Corinthians was one of the first books that Paul wrote. Maybe he wrote the book of Thessalonians first, and then this book.
他是公元55年写了哥林多前书。
And it was in the year 55 AD, around that he wrote the book of 1 Corinthians.
当时没有约翰福音、马可福音、路加福音写的。
At that time, none of the Gospels, the Gospel of Mark, Luke, John, Matthew, they were not written yet.
保罗在这里 是将福音是开始第一次简单写低的。
And so Paul is writing here the earliest record of the Gospel written here.
这个就是保罗写低一个他接受是传给教会的一个，我们可以说简单的信仰宣言的。
And Paul has written down what we could say the simple first creed or belief system of the early church.
这个第一个简单的宣言就在我们眼前， 是去到初期教会最早期的已经有，没有任何福音之前。
And this early creed of the church was before any of the gospels were written, and it's right here before us.
是什么？在第三节我们看到。
And we see this in verse 3.
我当日所领受又传给你们的第一，就是基督照圣经所说的， 为我们的罪死了。For I delivered to you first of all which I also received, that Christ died for your sins according to the Scriptures.
而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说，第三天复活了。
And that he was buried, and that he rose again on the third day according to the Scriptures.
那这个可能是初期教会最早期一个的大家认同口传的一个的宣言。
And so this is probably the earliest creed in Christianity that they all recognized, they all believed, and they would speak it out as their belief. This is what we believe as Christians. But in this creed, we see the second witness.
就是照圣经所说。
And it says right there in the creed, according to the scriptures.
当时口传未有新约圣经写出来的，新约圣经一个字都没写，按照咩圣经？
And so if this is a spoken creed before any of the New Testament was ever written, what is according to what scripture?
是按照旧约圣经的。
It's according to the Old Testament.
原来旧约圣经话我哋听基督复活吗
？You mean the Old Testament tells us that Jesus Christ rose from the dead？
旧约圣经系见证耶稣复活。
The Old Testament does prophesy and testifies that Jesus rose from the dead。
旧约圣经有好多嘅地方，我哋睇得到神话。
And in the Old Testament, there are many places that we can see evidence where God is saying about the resurrection.
例如耶稣讲，呀，你这个恶毒的世代，你要求神迹，我只是给你一个神迹，就是约拿在鱼腹三日三夜，人子都要在地里面三日。
It's like Jesus said to the Pharisees at the time, he said, what an evil time we live in. You demand a sign and a miracle, and there will only be one sign given to you, and that is the sign of Jonah. As Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights, so will the Son of Man be 3 days in the belly of the earth.
原来约拿就一个见证，是要一个预表，就话我们听耶稣要三日是死里边，跟住复活翻。
And so Jonah is actually a type of an illustration of Jesus in the resurrection as he was in the belly of the whale for 3 days.
仲有诗篇十六篇十节大卫诗人讲
，And in Psalms chapter 16 verse 10, David says.
因为你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫我你的圣者见朽坏。
For you will not leave my soul in Sheol, nor will you allow your holy one to see corruption.
这个是大卫诗人，他是有神的感动，就是讲紧尼赛亚不会是阴间，不会是地狱的，就会是不会朽坏，就会复活。
And this is David speaking prophecy about the Messiah, saying that the Messiah will not stay in hell and his body will not be corrupted. He will be resurrected.
就是复活啦。或者亚伯拉罕献以撒都是一个预表，是耶稣复活。
How about Abraham as he offered Isaac as a sacrifice to God? That is a type of the resurrection.
因为神叫亚伯拉罕将他的儿子去献给神。
Because God told Abraham, offer your son as a sacrifice to me.
亚伯拉罕是相信上帝，于是他毫无疑惑，就是好信服的 去做的。
Abraham believed God, and he had no doubt, and so he obeyed in obedience to what God told him to do.
他知道以撒是神应许给他的儿子，
and he knew that Isaac was the promised son that God gave him. 他等好多年了,100岁才生到以撒, and he waited until he was 100 years old, and then he had Isaac, right? 以撒未有子女的时候,神叫他献他给神, and before Isaac could get married or have descendants, God said, offer your son to me. 但是神跟亚伯拉罕说, 以撒就是应许之子,透过以撒,你要有子子孙孙多过天上的星,地上的沙, but God had promised Abraham that he's the promised child and you're going to have descendants through Isaac more than the stars in the sky and more than the sand in the sea. 他说以撒呢,就要透过以撒祝福全世界, and he said, through Isaac, I am going to bless the whole world. 所以当神叫亚伯拉罕将以撒献给神的时候,亚伯拉罕的心是想着什么? And so when God told Abraham to offer Isaac as a sacrifice, what is Abraham thinking?
希伯来书讲我们听,
the book of Hebrews tells us, 亚伯拉罕心想,
这个是应许之子, 应许未来到, 你要我杀了他, 你就会叫他复活。
If he's the promised son, you tell me to kill him. The promise hasn't come yet. If he dies, you're going to raise him from the dead.
希伯来书告诉我们, 因为亚伯拉罕相信死人复活, 就是信服,但以撒想去献给神。
And the Bible says because Abraham believed that God could raise the dead, that he took Isaac in submission.
感谢主,他不需要杀以撒, 神就是当他准备落刀的时候,神说,亚伯拉罕停止,我现在知道你爱我,信服我,神为他预备了一个羔羊。
But praise God, Abraham didn't have to offer Isaac. As he was getting ready to do it, God said, stop, now I know that you believe me and you trust me. And God provided a lamb, a sacrificial lamb.
但是那三天,亚伯拉罕和以撒上山那三天的情里面,在亚伯拉罕的心里面,以撒是死了的。
But it took Abraham and Isaac 3 days' journey to go to Mount Moriah, and for those 3 days, Isaac was dead in Abraham's heart.
也都是一个预表,耶稣基督要复活。
And so that is also a type of a prophecy, a foretelling of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
所以我们看到教约圣经都是讲到耶稣要复活,
and so the Old Testament is telling us that Jesus is going to raise from the dead.
其实耶稣的复活是一个历史的事实。
You know, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is a historical fact.
是历史证明是事实的。
According to history, it is proven that it is a fact.
罗马 的历史是不信耶稣的罗马历史学家是记载这件事,
and there is Roman historian Tatius who wrote, and he was not a Christian, he did not believe in God, but he wrote 70 or 80 years after the death of Christ of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
他就是公元100年左右呢就是记载犹太人
And so he said that the disciples of Jesus claimed that Jesus was risen from the dead.
他又记载比拉多就审他,钉死他在十字架。
And he also recorded that Pontius Pilate crucified Jesus on the cross.
犹太人的历史学家Josephus又是记载耶稣的复活。
The Jewish historian Josephus records the evidence of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Josephus都不是基督徒,
and Josephus was not a Christian.
有其他的历史学者都是记载这个事实,
and other historians also record this.
最早的记载就是我们眼前那么多前书十五章。
But the earliest written record of the resurrection of Jesus Christ is right here before us in 1 Corinthians 15.
因为保罗是公元55年写这个的那么多前书,
because Paul wrote the book of 1 Corinthians in the year 55 AD.
耶稣死了25年左右的,
And it was only 25 years after the death of Jesus Christ.
是很早期的一个记载,
and it's a very early record of the death of Jesus.
但这个文作呢, 就算不相信圣经的人, 个个都承认这个是保罗亲笔写的。
But even those that do not believe in Jesus Christ, they recognize that 1 Corinthians was written by Paul.
所以是一个准确的一个历史的记载,
and so this is an accurate historical record.
耶稣为我们死，这个福音的中心, 我们不可以忽略神这个重要的历史。
And Jesus died for us, that is a very important thing. It's the center of the gospel. We cannot neglect the truth of this.
林肯总统死的时候, 他是仪仗队，是吧？ 即是他死的时候, 送个遗体去到坟场, 有个很长的一个, 卫兰华是仪仗队，我唔知系咪啊，游行啊，即系好多人系送佢去到坟场啊，出殡。
And so when Abraham Lincoln was shot, and there's a long funeral procession taking him to the gravesite.
两边马路系好多人群睇住
，and on both sides of the road there are many people standing and looking.
有一个非洲的黑人妈咪呢，就是其中将她的儿子抬高，很高高。
And there's an African lady, and she took her baby, and she was holding her baby way up high above the heads of everybody.
跟着跟她的小儿子说，那你望清楚，望清楚这个人，他为你而死。
And she said to her son, look closely at this man. He died for you.
我们是不是更加要望清楚耶稣？ 因为耶稣为我们而死,
shouldn't we even look closer at Jesus because Jesus died for us?
第三个见证就是目击者的见证。
The third testimony is the testimony of the eyewitnesses.
保罗在这里记载很多的目击者,
and Paul here records many eyewitnesses that saw the resurrection.
这个是一个非常有力的证据,
and this is a very powerful evidence of the fact of the resurrection.
因为如果只有一个人见到，或者两个人见到，只见到一次，你可以说他是见到幻觉，他是被爱得济，他是发梦的。
If only one person or two people saw the resurrection at one isolated time, maybe you would say, oh no, they just had the hallucination. Maybe they're too sorrowful and mourning, maybe they had a dream. Maybe it was an illusion.
见到一些影子呢，在某些灯光底下呢，其实不是的，但是他以为是的。
Or maybe you say, well, you know, maybe they saw a shadow in the, with the lights, you know, in the darkness, and it wasn't really Jesus, but they thought it was. They were confused.
但如果你是有一个、两个、三个、十个、二十个、五十个、一百个、五百个不同时间、不同地方。
But if you have 1, 5, 10, 50, 100, 500 different people at different times in different places seeing the same thing, and you cannot say this is a hallucination.
如果只有12个门徒，耶稣的门徒，只有他几个见到呢？可能你说他夹定的，耶稣没复活，根本这些人是夹定，就要讲一个欺骗出来。
And maybe if there's only the 12 disciples, maybe you could say, well, hey, you know, they probably collaborated, you know, they're making up a story, it's not real, you know, they're trying to deceive everybody.
但如果他夹定讲这个欺骗，有个问题存在。
But if they were collaborating to make a story, there's a problem.
他全部都为这个欺骗而死的。 他一路宣讲耶稣复活，跟住佢全部都系拉坐监，全部都为呢个所谓欺骗，都系自己死埋。
And so they all were arrested in time and persecuted and died for this supposed story that they made up. 如果是真的一个欺骗是假的没有发生，你这么多人一起讲的，他会有些人是缩骨的。
And if it was truly a deception that was made up by so many people, when you come to the persecution, somebody's going to back out.
有人会喂冇杀我，其实系假嘅，耶稣冇复活，我哋全部系作出嚟啫，系讲笑啫，啊，因为冇杀我。
Somebody's going to say when they're getting ready to have their head chopped off, "Oh no, it's a lie, it's a lie. We just made it up. Jesus didn't raise from the dead. It's false, it's false. I don't mean it. Please give me a second chance."
但喺历史完全冇记载一个咁嘅人，一个都冇。
But in history, there's not a single record of anybody doing that. Not one.
全部嘅见过耶稣复活，全部都系为咗见过耶稣复活，讲呢个信息，为呢个信息而死。
All of the testimonies of the people that saw as an eyewitness of Jesus' death on the cross and resurrection, they all died, gave up their own lives for testifying about that.
这个本身是一个很有力的证据。
Even that in itself is a powerful testimony of the fact of this evidence.
但我们看到不是单单十二个门徒看到，有妇女看到，有其他门徒看到。
But we see it's not just the 12 disciples that saw the resurrection, there are other ladies that saw, and there are other apostles that saw.
还有的，耶稣的弟弟啊。
And even the brother of Jesus, the half-brother of Jesus, James, he saw Jesus resurrected.
Now, if we know Jesus' half-brother, Jacob,
If you know about the brothers of Jesus, the half-brothers of Jesus, they did not believe.
In the book of the book, we see that Jesus is crazy.耶稣是癫了，是疲劳得滞，他想阻止耶稣，不想耶稣继续做这些事。
And if you look at the gospel account, you see the brothers of Jesus kept coming to Jesus and trying to stop him. They thought he was crazy, going out of his mind. They thought maybe he was too tired or something. And they didn't believe he was the Messiah.
但是雅各有个改变，当耶稣死而复活之后，雅各成为耶路撒冷基督教的最有力的领导人。
But something happened to James after Jesus died and rose from the dead. James became the leader of the church in Jerusalem.
点解佢又不信变系相信加埋变咗领袖
？How did he change from being an unbeliever to being a believer and becoming a leader of the church?
因为佢见到复活嘅耶稣
，because he saw the resurrected Jesus Christ.
保罗都是
And Paul himself is that testimony. He would be the fourth testimony.
保罗是不信主，是逼迫教会。
And Paul is the fourth testimony. He didn't believe in Jesus. He was persecuting the church.
保罗就是好热心，觉得基督徒的是异端的，是要毁灭他，就拉他坐监。
And Paul thought the Christians were a cult, and he was so zealous to go and persecute them. He got letters that permission to go and take them and put them in prison.
但是他见到复活的主，他完全改变。
But when he saw the resurrected Christ, his whole life was transformed.
跟住他不是逼迫教会，反而他为了传福音就自己被逼迫。
And then he stopped persecuting the church. Instead, he was preaching the resurrected Christ, and he was being persecuted.
但这个经文保罗告诉我们，500多人有一次都见到耶稣。
But Paul tells us here in Corinthians that at one time more than 500 people saw the resurrected Jesus.
请问你如果500多人见到耶稣出现，有没有可能是幻觉？
If 500 people saw the same thing at the same time, is it possible to be a hallucination?
没可能的，没可能是自我安慰的。
It could not be that they're just deceiving themselves or comforting their minds.
我们看到福音书记载他跟耶稣一起行路，一起吃饭，一起去摸他。
We see in the Gospels as Jesus rose from the dead, he would walk with them, he would talk with them, he would eat with them, they could touch him.
甚至可以将个手伸入去个手个窿里边。And actually, they could even put their finger in his nail hole, in his wound.
呢啲系好有力嘅证据。如果你睇《使徒行传》第一章第三节
，If you look at Acts chapter 1 verse 3, it says，
他受害之后，用许多的凭据将自己活活地献给使徒行，四十天之久向他们显现，讲述神国的事。
To whom he also presented himself alive after his sufferings by many infallible proofs, being seen by them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God.
40天之久，多次出现，多地方出现，是向多人出现。
So for 40 days, appearing in different places to different people and to different amounts of people.
冇可能係假嘅
，it couldn't be false。
嗱，日頭出現，夜晚出現，露天出現，室內出現。
So he appeared outside, he appeared inside, he appeared at daytime, he appeared at night。
所以唔係特別燈光嘅問題，唔係一個特別嘅幻覺嘅問題。
So it couldn't be a special lighting effect, it couldn't be a special area where you get the shadows and you're confused。
耶穌的而且確。用许多凭据将自己活活地献给使徒行。
And so Jesus used many infallible proofs establishing the fact that he is alive.
今日耶稣都是活着。
Today Jesus is alive.
有一个佛教徒看到佛祖死的时候，他说他已经过去完全没有任何留下的。
A follower of Buddha writes that the religious leader, when Buddha died, it was with that utter passing away in which nothing whatever remains.
Mohammed Duck, 伊斯兰教的创办人，632年死，当年是61岁，但现在他的千千万万的人去探他的坟地，就是纪念他的死。
Mohammed died in Medina on June 8th, 632, at the age of 61. And his tomb is visited there by tens of thousands of Muslims. They mourn his death.
但我哋基督徒，我哋慶祝耶穌嘅復活。
But as Christians, we celebrate the resurrection, the life of Jesus Christ.
有一个宣教士去到一个穆斯林的地方，就想同啲穆斯林传福音。
There is a missionary who went to some Muslims and wanted to teach them the truth of the resurrection of Christ.
所以他用一个方法讲个比喻
，and so he used a parable type of a story to illustrate.
他话我去旅行去一个新鲜嘅地方，我嚟到一个分叉路，我唔知行边度，我要揾一个人指示我个路。
He said, I go to a strange place and I come to a crossroads and I need somebody to direct me to tell me which way to go.
他话我系见到两个人，一个系想问佢系行边边
，and so I see two people and I want to ask one of them which way should I go.
但系佢话一个系生嘅，一个系死咗嘅。
But he said one of the people is alive, the other one's dead.
佢话你哋话我应该问边个？系问生嗰个定系问死嗰个
？And so he asked the Muslims, who should I ask for directions, the live guy or the dead guy?
他全部当然问生嗰个咯
，and they all said, "Of course, you ask the live guy."
跟住个宣教士话，如果系咁，我哋想指示，点解我哋揾穆罕默德唔揾耶稣啊
？And so then he said, "Well, if that's true, if we want direction in life, why do we go to Muhammad? Why don't we go to Jesus?"
咁我唔知系咪啲穆斯林听完之后就好嬲啦 ？I don't know if the Muslims were really mad after he said that, but 事实上，耶稣系复活。耶稣活着。
The fact is, Jesus is alive. He resurrected.
你睇第九节到第十节。Let's look at verse 9 and 10.
我原是使徒中最小的，不配称为使徒，因为我从前逼迫神的教会。 For I am the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. 然而我今日胜了何等人，是蒙神的恩才胜的，并且他所赐我的恩不是徒然的，我比众使徒格外劳苦，这原不是我，乃是神的意思，与我同在。 But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace towards me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, and yet not I, but the grace of God which was in me.
这个是保罗第四个见证，是讲回自己信耶稣的时候的改变。
And so this is the fourth testimony as Paul is telling his own story and how he saw Jesus Christ resurrected and how it changed his life.
其实所有的使徒见到耶稣都是生命改变。
And all of the apostles, their lives were changed when they saw Jesus.
他由恐惧变成勇敢，失望变成盼望，软弱变成刚强。
They all were changed. From fear they became bold, out of disappointment they had hope, and from weakness they became strong.
他见到复活的主，这个复活影响他生命。
As they saw the resurrected Christ, it impacted their lives.
保罗的改变非常之大，
and the change in Paul's life was extreme.
我们看十一节到十四节，
let's continue in looking at verse 11 to 14.
But 不拘是我，是众使徒，我们如此传，你们也如此信了。
Therefore, whether it is I or they, so we preach and so you believe.
既传基督是从死里复活了，怎么在你们中间有人说没有死人复活的事呢？
Now if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead?
若没有死人复活的事，基督也就没有复活了。
But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen.
若基督没复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。
And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty, and your faith is also empty.
第五个见证就是这个福音是我们传，我们领受，我们信，是你和我都信。
And here's the fifth testimony or witness as we take this message of the resurrection and we preach it and you preach it and you receive it, it changes you and it changes me.
这个复活是我们核心的信仰，是令到我们有盼望。
And this resurrection is the focal point of our faith, and it gives us hope.
我们有什么盼望？
And what hope do we have?
我们盼望我们会在天上。
We have hope that we have eternal life.
是永生的盼望。 我们会复活的。
And that we hope in the eternal life that we will one day be resurrected.
基督教的信仰就是我们相信信耶稣就有永生。
And the belief of the Christian church is that we believe in Jesus Christ, we have eternal life.
如果耶稣没复活，是没人复活。如果没人复活，你我都不复活，你我不复活是没永生的。
If Jesus did not raise from the dead, then there is no resurrection. If there is no resurrection, you and I will not rise. If you and I do not rise, we do not have eternal life.
是好像很多无信论主义者，他觉得如灯熄灭，钉四块半，钉盖搞定了，玩完了。
It says, as the atheists believe, you know, the light goes out, it's done. You put him in the coffin, bury him, cover it up, it's done, it's finished. Wash your hands.
如果人生是这样，就有什么意义？
If that's all there is to life, what is the meaning of life?
如果我们今生只是有信耶稣就得平安，就以后就是死完之后玩完，没天堂，没地狱，那为什么要信耶稣？
And so if that's all there is to life, we say, okay, there is no resurrection, there is no eternal life, you know, after we die, just finish, you know, no heaven, no hell, nothing. What's the point of being a Christian? 我哋嘅盼望就系我哋会有一日上到天同耶稣一齐。Our hope is that one day we will be in heaven with Jesus together. 系咪 ？Do you have that hope? 耶稣时代有两班嘅犹太人嘅。In the time of Christ, there are two different sects in the Jewish church and community. 一个叫撒都该人，佢系政治领袖。And the first was the Sadducees, and they were very sad, you see. And they were the leaders of the political leaders. 跟住有啲法利赛人。And then there were the Pharisees, and they were not very fair either, you see. 佢系宗教领袖 and they were the religious leaders. 嗰个撒都该人点解佢系咁悲哀呢？就系英文我哋话 sad, you see。點解佢係咁悲哀呢？因為佢唔信有天堂，佢唔信有復活。The Sadducees didn't believe in the resurrection or in heaven. That's why they were so sad, you see. 咁佢就一嚟到揾耶穌，佢同佢作一個嘅荒謬嘅故事。And one day they came to Jesus and they came up with this ridiculous story. 佢係因為猶太人嘅傳統，佢係作呢個故事。And it's based on the traditions of the Jews. 所以佢話有個人結婚。未生仔之前死亡 and they said the guy got married and before he had children he died. 於是呢佢嘅弟弟呢就娶老婆為佢生仔 and so his younger brother married the wife to have kids. 但係佢未生仔又死咗 but before he had kids he died. 跟住第三又係咁第四五六七都係咁 and so number 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 all seven of these guys died. 咁其實佢應該問耶穌個老婆為佢食咩毒品。Actually, what they should have asked is, what poison is this lady feeding these guys? 咁但係佢就問個荒謬嘅問題，佢話上到天，因為佢唔信有天啊嘛。上到天個太太邊一個係佢嘅丈夫 ？And so, because they didn't believe in heaven, they said, when you get to heaven, who's going to be the husband of this lady? 咁耶穌就指責佢話：你哋無知嘅人喺天上冇嫁冇娶。And then Jesus said, you are ignorant. You don't know the things of God. In heaven, there is no marriage. You're given in marriage. So, 耶稣答佢好简单，喺天上肯定有天。And so, Jesus' answer was very clear. He said, in heaven, meaning that there is a heaven, there is no marriage. You're given in marriage. 系冇嫁冇娶，即是话系有天，但系佢七个都系大家，都系弟兄姊妹。And so in heaven, they all will be like brothers and sisters. So it doesn't matter who is married to her. 咁所以撒都該人就係唔信天堂。你信唔信有天堂？ The Sadducees did believe in heaven. Do you believe in heaven? 你信唔信有永生？ Do you believe in eternal life? 耶穌復活，所以我哋有永生。Jesus was resurrected, so we have eternal life. 係感謝主，我哋睇最後幾節。15-19 Let's look at the very last few verses today, verse 15-19. 并且显明我们是为神作妄作见证的，因我们见神唔系见证神是叫基督复活了。若死人真不复活，神也就没有叫基督复活了。Yes, and we have found false witness.And we are found false witnesses of God because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ and he did not raise up, if in fact the dead do not rise. 因为死人若不复活，基督也就没有复活了。For if the dead do not rise, then Christ is not risen. 基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然，你们认罪罪累。 And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. 就是在基督里睡了的人也灭亡了。 Then also those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. 我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。 If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable most to be pitied 真喎
如果耶稣没复活，我们信主做什么？
So what do we believe in Jesus for if there's no resurrection?
我不知道你同不同意，有时做基督徒难不难？
Do you agree that sometimes it's hard to be a Christian?
有时做基督徒就面对困难。
Sometimes as Christians we face trials.
如果没有天堂没有地狱，钉盖四块半玩完呢，咁不如吃吃玩乐啊！今天有酒今天醉，应有尽有的尽心享受人生。
So if this is all there is to life and there's no afterlife, there's no heaven, there's no hell, that it just ends at death, why don't we just live it up? Why don't we just go and enjoy ourselves and get as much as we can out of life, have as much pleasure as you can, and get as much wealth as you can and do whatever you want?
几好是不是？有十个老婆，天天饮酒，就呢度做嗰度做，死就死，冇还点冇报应啊
？How about having 10 wives, you know, and getting drunk every night and doing whatever you want? Doesn't matter, you die, you die, you know, it's done.
有啲人嘅人生好痛苦，不如快啲死仲好过。
And some people think, well, life is so difficult anyway. Why don't I just die now and end it anyway?
如果冇报应，有咩盼望？有咩原因你要继续喺度嘅
？If there is no afterlife and no punishment, no judgment, why bother？
但系我相信有永生，我相信有复活。
I believe there is eternal life. I believe there is resurrection.
我相信我哋每人有日会企喺神嘅审判台前。
I believe each of us one day will stand before the judgment seat of God.
我们要按照我们的人生所做的是向神交账。
And one day we will stand before God and we have to give account for our life in the presence of God.
有永生，有复活，我相信耶稣复活，我们都会复活。
There is eternal life, there is resurrection. Jesus rose from the dead and I believe we will also raise from the dead.
因此我就传福音，因此我信耶稣。
Therefore I believe in Jesus, therefore I preach the gospel of Jesus.
今日我哋嘅问题就好紧要嘅
，and so the question to us today is very important。
每人都要问自己呢个问题
，each of you needs to ask yourself this question。
耶稣嘅复活对我有咩意义
？What does the resurrection of Christ mean to me？
耶稣复活。怎样影响我的思想、生活和抉择
？How much of my life, my thoughts, my resolve is influenced by the resurrection？
假如耶稣冇复活呢？我会缺少啲乜嘢
？Suppose Christ has not risen, what would I have lost？
或者想一想，自己嘅生命如果缺少呢个真理。有什么不同
Or try to estimate the difference in your thought and life that the absence of this truth would involve.
假设圣经没记载耶稣复活这件事就会怎样
Suppose the resurrection of Jesus Christ was taken away from the Bible. How would that affect you?
我们大家都要认真想我信耶稣复活是怎样
Each of us needs to come to this conclusion. I'm a Christian. How does the resurrection impact my life today?
我相信复活是真，耶稣是真。我相信耶稣好快回来。
And I believe that the resurrection is real, that God is real, Jesus is real, and I also believe one day Jesus is coming soon, very soon.
So 我相信我们是要认真活出一个复活的基督徒的生命。
So I think that we need to be serious about Christ and live our lives as we believe in the resurrected Christ.
我们一起低头祈祷。Let's pray.主耶稣，多谢你俾我哋有咁清楚，我哋明白耶稣复活系真实。我哋知道耶稣复活系重要嘅，我哋唔需要疑惑。呢个系一个历史嘅事实，但系主耶稣呢个历史事实对我哋有何关？ 怎样影响我们生命，怎样改变我们的，可以更加为你而活，更加经历到你活生生的能力在我们里面。求主耶稣帮助我们能够真的经历复活的大能，去靠着耶稣得胜的能力去过一个得胜的生命，以致我们有一天在天堂是见你面的时候不会惭愧，我们可以知道我们是因为相信你，勇敢为你传福音，为你作工，我们是得你喜悦。我们多谢主，多谢你听我们祷告，求你祝福大家是这个星期有主的平安，有主的恩典，有主的灵同在，直到永远。阿们。默祷之后散会。